At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome the historian Svetlana Lukova, the author of The Spy Who Changed History, the untold story of how the Soviet Union stole America's top secrets. It is the story of intrigue in the 1930s launched by the Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin himself. Here we are in the 21st century, and Svetlana has authored most recently Spygate Exposed, the conspiracy to topple President Trump. But we can come up to date. That was then, 2020. This is now, 2022. And there is a grand jury working with the special counsel, John Durham, to investigate the whole of Russiagate, these falsehoods and really creative ideas that came out of the 2016 election and continued through all of Donald Trump's administration and continue to this day, as far as we can understand, because there are large questions to be answered. We're not going to answer them right now. We are, however, going to go to a most recent speculation. Actually, it's pretty good speculation about who Mr. Durham is having testify before his grand jury and what it could possibly mean. Svetlana, a very good evening to you. I come to the document of the indictment most recently issued by John Durham of an attorney named Sussman, I believe. However, in the course of this indictment, there are revelations, and two of them, and you will correct me if I have this wrong, two of them are these. Testifying before the grand jury, two. The above referenced former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence, three. A former FBI Deputy Assistant Director for Counterintelligence. With your understanding of this vast case, can you identify either the former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence or the former FBI Deputy Assistant Director for Counterintelligence? Good evening to you, Svetlana.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me on. So it looks like, and this is very, very important piece of news, that in front of grand jury, there were a gentleman by the name of Bill Priestrap. And the second person is a gentleman by the name of Peter Strzok.
We believe that those two were involved in Russiagate from its early days, maybe not the first moment, because that is still an unknown, although there's speculation. But Peter Strzok, as I recall, is the man who opened Crossfire Hurricane. Who was Bill Priestrap to Crossfire Hurricane? What was his role?
So Bill Priestrap was a extremely senior person on Crossfire Hurricane. So he had he was in charge, and he was also in charge specifically of authorizing the use of confidential human sources on the investigation, et cetera, et cetera. So he was a really senior person on the Crossfire Hurricane. And then Peter Strzok was the person who ran the investigation day to day.
The investigation at that time started, if I recall, from the suggestion that Donald Trump and his campaign had been compromised by Russian intelligence agents, perhaps for money, perhaps for betrayal. The motive was always a little indistinct. But this is before the election in 2016. Here we are, 6 years later. So I don't want to speculate, but I do puzzle. Is Crossfire Hurricane part of the investigation now? Is there reason to believe that John Durham is no longer satisfied with looking at the Clinton campaign and its early activities? After all, I don't want to speak hastily here, but it does look like the Russiagate story was a product of the Clinton campaign, what is called Oppo research turned into dirty tricks. It does look that way. Do you measure that having former FBI counterintelligence agents testify suggests that Mr. Durham is going farther than just looking at the Clinton campaign? He's also looking at the FBI and how they became involved?
Well, it sure looks that way because, of course, what we know so far, you know, in the context of how we found out about this information is currently Mr. Sussman. So he's was the lawyer for the Hillary Clinton campaign. He is facing criminal charges from Mr. Durham. And specifically, he's accused of lying to the FBI. So he's accused of coming to the FBI and saying that he was not representing Hillary Clinton. And in particular, he was not representing her when he told the FBI that he has evidence that Trump was communicating with Russia, through the and potentially even getting funds from Russia through a Russian bank called Alpha Bank that has offices in New York. That allegation has completely been dismissed, but it long lingered as something where Trump, that was one of the ways in which Trump was accused of communicating. And what Mr. Durham is accusing Mr. Sussman of is that he actually lied. He didn't tell the truth to the FBI that he was working for, that he, Mr. Sussman, was working for Hillary Clinton when he brought this allegation against Donald Trump. And he portrayed himself as a good citizen who just wanted to help the FBI. That's the essence of the current Durham indictment, although Mr. Durham did say in the recent court filings that the conduct of Mr. Sussman, former chief lawyer for Hillary Clinton campaign, is still under active consideration. So there could be further criminal indictments, but that's the current case.
This is a criminal. This is a criminal grand jury, correct? I want to clarify that.
Correct. Yes. Correct. Correct. And then now we find out from this very recent filings that senior FBI figures who we assume to be Mr. Priestrap and Mr. Strzok and potentially others were in front of that same criminal grand jury, right? So that's already very important. Now, how likely is it that it would just purely be about the Alpha Bank case? Well, it could be because we know, for example, that Mr. Strzok, it's quite technical. You can find an indictment, but basically, when Mr. Sussman met with the FBI, notes were taken by Mr. Priestrap, and then those notes were potentially passed by Mr. Peter Strzok. So they had involvement in the Alpha Bank part of the Russia case, but it's not likely that the grand jury would be a criminal grand jury would be put together just to listen to the to the evidence of those two high-ranking FBI officials purely for that one episode, right? It could be it's possible, but then we have to also look at what is the mandate of Mr. Durham, and the mandate of Mr. Durham is outlined by the former Attorney General William Barr, is that he was to look, among other things, at the origins of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. And both Mr. Priestrap and Mr. Strzok are at the very start, at the ground zero of that investigation.
At this point, we have two indictments, Igor Danchenko, active indictments. There's a previous indictment that pled out and they've given a plea bargain deal to a lawyer working for the DOJ. So we're dealing with two active indictments, Igor Danchenko and Michael Sussman, both of them involved in the original dirty tricks. That's an old-fashioned word from Watergate, so that's why I'm using it, of communicating to the media and to the FBI at some point that Donald Trump was a suspect Russian agent or tool of the Kremlin. We know that. Is there reason to believe at this point that Mr. Priestap and Mr. Strzok were aware that the allegations were from the Clinton campaign, or do we not know that? Do we still believe that they might have been deceived by the Clinton campaign?
Well, this is going to be a very interesting question in general, not just, you know, about those two individuals, but for the whole, for the whole Dharma investigation as it progresses, because we have the FBI as an organization, and then we have the individuals working for the FBI. And it's very important to make that distinction because, for example, you know, what is Mr. Sussman accused of, as an example? Is he's accused of lying to the FBI? Well, if the specific agent, who was present knew that, of the deceit, for example, that still does not absolve him, Mr. Sussman, of lying to them, because he was lying to the FBI as an organization. And this is where we have to draw a distinction between potentially corrupt individuals within an organization and the need to protect the organization as a whole. So you can have both, if that makes sense, John, which is that you can have the accused person lie to the FBI and face charges for that, including that of prison. And at the same time, you can also have people within the FBI being part of some kind of lie as well.
Right.
And so this is what's going to be, on one level, make it, so difficult. And this is presumably why, things have been taking so long. But at the same time, that is what's going to make, these developments very, very important to watch.
One more detail, because this is an ongoing investigation, and we just see hints of it as it comes out from the Durham investigation through the courts. There is no leaking to our knowledge here. Is this the first instance of an indication that Mr. Strzok and Mr. Priestep have gone before a grand jury? Has there ever been a suggestion of a grand jury operating at any time earlier in these 6 years, reaching back to the summer of 16?
Well, no. So that is why it's so interesting that in this particular, at this particular juncture, this information has come up. Because we obviously have this case, Mr. Sussman's criminal case is due to be heard in April, and clearly we're getting very close to the case, to the hearing. And as you say, obviously the special counsel team doesn't leak. So unlike completely different special counsel Mueller investigation where there will forever be leaks. We haven't had those, but now, of course, as we're very close, we're a month away, and there's any further delays, but we're a month away from, or sorry, 2 months away from the trial. Clearly more and more information is going to be coming out, and that's why it's coming out in the context of the legal proceedings. But up until now, no, we didn't have any, right. People, of course, were speculating, but there's never been any official confirmation. So first of all, we find out, a week ago, we discussed that Mr. Elias was in front of the grand jury. So that's another Hillary Clinton lawyer, very prominent lawyer and very prominent Democrat lawyer. And also we now get the confirmation that others who are not named but can be, from their description, you can work out who they are. Very senior people are in front of the grand jury. So we now have, as you say, if you look at the sort of grand picture of things, you have already two indictments, one against, Hillary Clinton lawyer and one against a potential source for the discredited Steele dossier. You have, at the very least, we now know that a second Hillary Clinton lawyer was in front of the grand jury and he was named. So this is Mr. Elias. And now you also have the confirmation that at least two very senior FBI figures were also in front of grand jury. So in the space of a week, we're suddenly getting, a lot more information where it's going. And with regards to Mr. Strzok, it's really, really important that, that clearly, the investigation is looking into him, because he has been in sort of, as I said, from the ground zero all the way up to being a senior lawyer on the Mueller team, on special counsel Mueller team. So obviously his testimony, he has a lot to say. He has a lot of information to give. Mr. Strzok also worked on the Hillary Clinton investigation of the use of the server, of the email server. And of course, as we discussed last week, the reason why Hillary Clinton campaign was so concerned about Hillary Clinton and her chances in the election and why they created the plan that she approved to distract from her use of the email server. And part of that plan was to accuse Trump of being in cahoots with Russia, which is something we discussed in the context of what were this senior Democrat lawyers doing being involved in Russiagate. So Peter Strzok worked on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Then he gets even further promoted and he starts working on the Russia investigation. And then he gets moved on to the special counsel Mueller investigation. So he was the man everywhere and all of the most important investigations. So he clearly has a lot to say.
Svetlana Lakova, historian of Russian intelligence agencies, beginning with The Spy Who Changed History, The Untold Story of How the Soviet Union Stole America's Top Secrets, author most recently of Spygate Exposed, The Conspiracy to Topple President Trump. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.